If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Waiting on the signal. Coming down the line. Load your magazine clip.
Rise. let me kick his ass in. Look at him squirm, almost makes me throw up. Filthy disease, twisted dirty basket. One of their kind, this is how they grow up. Man, they got it sewed up. Hate your mommies, hate your daddies. Hate the lousy little brats who called you fatty. Hate the rich old companies, hate the slimy refugees. But don't hate the ones who bring you rock and roll. Twisted mothers, twisted brothers, twisted sisters. You all gotta be a little twisted if you pay to hear us.
And I think that's pretty good advice. That's the Good Rats. Don't hate the ones who bring you rock and roll. That's off of From Rats to Riches from 1978. Before that, we were in the UK for Third World War with Ascension Day. That is off the Third World War album from 1971. They did two albums. They were sort of socialist radical rock guys. But great song. Before that, Free with The Hunter off of Tons of Sobs from 1969. Beaver and Krause, yes, the Moog guys. That was their song Saga of the Blue Beaver with Mike Bloomfield on guitar. That is off of an album Beaver and Krause did in 1971 called Gardharva. And Ronnie Montrose is also on that album. Go figure that one. Never saw that connection before. And we started the set off way back when with Edgar Winter and his brother on slide with Shuffle Low. And that is off of Edgar Winter's Jasmine Night Dreams album from 1975. And that was on vinyl, and Beaver and Krause was on vinyl. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11 o'clock playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. So I am going to continue doing that. We are going to 1969 and British blues thing. So dig it and dig it deep.
Good time. laid down one day, and I heard my mama tell my papa, Jehovah, you people have never appreciated. No use bringing food like I gotta do. My mama told my papa, it's got to come out. Feel so good. I got to move it to the break of dawn. And I felt so good. And I spoke it till the break of dawn. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
find the song. Boogie songs, all it down. We regard as Savoy Brown's part to play in progressive modern music, group music today. Now, we want you to listen to with open eyes, open ears and open minds this particular part of the song, because Savoy Brown have been progressing in new fields of music and trying to bring them in to a particular bag. Now, people have always thought of us as a blues or boogie band. But we want you to kind of listen to what's going on and think the next part of the song, because this is a small sample of what may well happen in the future, to feel the progression into which we are going. Now, we're going to ask our lead guitarist, Mr. Gibson, to lead this particular part of the song from off for you. I want you to dig it with complete understanding, because this may well be a bag to which, who knows, we may go in the future. So do I run. Thank you. a song. Next about a song. We'd like to kind of invite the people out there to help us along with the song. That was the movie. Invite them to the movie too. So to do this, we'd like to ask you to make some noise on the beat the brother's playing. I kind of stamp the beat if you want to, or clap your hands, or kind of bang on the roof, or do your own thing. Be outrageous. It's free. Now I know that each and every one of you people here tonight has a certain amount of inhibition. And you've heard bands tell you to clap your hands before. You think after a year of bands telling you to clap your hands, you know, you're past it all. But what else is there in life except to occasionally enjoy yourself? And when you go out of here, and you go back to your everyday lives, maybe if you let yourself go in here, you'll think maybe that's worthwhile. Because it's not often that you get a chance in this present day, age and society to let yourself go. So we don't want to force you to do anything you don't want to do. But if you don't want to boogie along with us, don't feel shy, inhibited, or anything else. Because after all, what else can you do in life? Come on now, forget you. 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 Come on now, forget you.
Tonight and kind of be extroverts for a while.
phone and invite them to make some noise. That's right. You begin to. Now, I want to say something to those people out there who are clapping. Those people. I want to tell you, those people who don't clap here tonight. Ones are going to walk out of this place tonight, they're secretly going to feel disappointed because they had a chance to kind of begin with something instead of staying out in the cold, and they didn't come in with us. So I won't say any more except to ask you to forgive us for just a little while, those people. Kind of enjoy yourself for just a little while, because each and every one of us has so much trouble faced with this ordinary everyday life. And what have you got to lose? You've already paid your admission fee. You might as well kick hell out of the wall while you're here. Still. Yes, well. Come on now, forget you. 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 Come on now, forget you.
Stay for a next time. Got
That was Dickie Peterson from Blue Cheer with Who Do You Love? That is off his Child of the Darkness album from 1997. Before that, Poobah with Flesh Fantasies off of U.S. Rock from 76. And Savoy Brown with the Savoy Brown Boogie off of One Step Further from 1969. That huge medley, Savoy Brown, were so good. So good. They're so good that you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford to Classic Rock Mine. My name's Mike Conway. We are together for another hour, 15 minutes, gang, digging into all kinds of obscure classic rock. And let's see, these next guys, they had people from Vanilla Fudge in them. They had people from the Amboy Dukes in them. They had people from the Detroit Wheels. And in 1970, when you put all those influences together, it sounded like this.
Mm-hmm.